This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Masechtas Maaseh Sheni, Perek Hei, Mishnah Aleph, Kerem Rivoi, Metaininan Oisai, Mekoizizois Adama, Rivoi trees must be marked with clods of earth so that people do not accidentally take the fruit and eat it outside of Yerushalayim. Vishel Orla Becharsis, Orla must be marked with the kind of clay used for making pottery. Vishel Kivareis Besid, Umi Macha Vishayfech, graves must be marked with limestone, which is ground into water and poured over the grave to paint it white. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Bamedvar Mamurim Bashvias. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel said that this is true only on Shemitah year, when the produce is ownerless. Otherwise, a field owner is not responsible for protecting thieves from sin. Vatzenuyim manichin es hamois va'aymrim kol hanilkat mizeh yeh mechulul al hamois ha'elu. Those who were especially careful with mitzvahs would set aside money on Shemitah so that if a person would pick their revived fruit, it would automatically become redeemed on that money. That is the end of Mishnah Aleph. Masechtas Maaseh Sheni, Perek Hei, Mishnah Beis. Kerem Revoye Hayayla LiYerushalayim Mahalachim Echad LeKol Tzad. Within a day's travel from Yerushalayim, one must bring one's produce to Yerushalayim rather than redeeming it and bringing money instead. Thereby, there would be an abundance of food in the markets of Yerushalayim. Ve'ezu hi techuma, a las min hadarim. The borders for this was a lot from the south. Ve'akrovas min hatzafain, akrovas from the north. Lud min hamayrav, lud from the west. Ve'haryardin min hamizrach, and the Yarden River was from the east. Umesherabu ha'peiros hiskinu sheyehi niftes samach l'chaima. When they saw that there was plenty of produce in Yerushalayim and no need for this enactment, they allowed produce to be redeemed even just outside the walls of Yerushalayim. Utenai haya badaver she'emosai sheyirtzu yachzer adaver. This was because the original enactment included a stipulation that it could be annulled whenever they wished. Rabbi Yossi said that the enactment was annulled when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, since Yerushalayim was then in the hands of our enemies. Utnai hoya emosai shiyabona beis hamikdash yachzer adavo lekamais shahaya. They further stipulated that it would be reenacted met Hashem when the beis hamikdash would be rebuilt, and that's the end of Mishnah Beis. Masechtas Maaseh Sheni, Perek Hei, Mishnah Gimel. Kerem Revoye beishamayimim ein lo chaimish vein lo beer. Beis Shammai said that unlike Maaseh Sheni, when redeeming Revoi, one need not add a fifth of its value and one need not finish all one's leftover Revoi by Erev Pesach of the fourth and seventh year of the Shemitah cycle. Ubeis Hillel Oimim Yeshloi. Beis Hillel argued that one must add a fifth and one must finish it by Erev Pesach of these years. Beis Shammai Oimim, Yesh lo peret, v'yesh lo oilolois, v'aniyim poidim la'atzman. Beis Shammai said that the laws of peret and oilolois apply to revoy, and the poor can redeem their portions. Ubeis Hillel Oimim, kulai lagos. Beis Hillel said that peret and oilolois do not apply to revoy, so the owner can gather it all into his own wine press. That's the end of Mishnah Gimel. Masechtas Maaser Sheni, Perek Hei, Mishnah Dalet. Eitzin Paidin Neta Revoy. Maniach Es Hasal Al Pi Shloisha Va'oimer. In order to establish the correct price for redeeming Revoy produce, one must place a basket of produce before 3S experts and ask, Kama Adam writes the Liftites Lai Pesela Amanas Lahaiti Yitzias Mebesai? How much of this produce would a person be willing to buy for a seller, presuming that he would have to pay the additional cost of labor if it had still been attached to the ground? Umeiniach es hamois va'aymer kolanilkait mizeh mechulul alamois ho'elu bekach vekach salim besela. Based on their estimate, he may set aside money and redeem the equivalent amount of produce. And that's the end of Mishnah Dalet. Masechtas Maaser Sheni, Perek Hei, Mishnah Hei. Ubashvius podeu b'shavyoi. On Shemitah, when field labor is not hired, revoy is redeemed based on the value of the produce itself, without calculating labor costs. V'im haya hakol mufkar, ein lo ela schar lakita. If someone makes his revoy hefker, the person who claims it may redeem it after calculating the costs for picking it. Hapayde neta revoy shalai, maisiv olav chamishasai, bein shehu shalai, ubein shenitein loy b'matana. If a person redeems his own revoy, he must add a fifth, whether he grew it or received it as a gift. And that's the end of Mishnah Hei. Masechtas Maaser Sheni, Perek Hei, Mishnah Vav, Erev Yantiv Harishain Shel Pesach, Shel Revias V'Shel Shvias, Haya Biur. The time for Biur Maaser, which means destruction of Maaser, is Erev Pesach on the 4th and 7th years of the Shemitah cycle. Keitzad Naisnin Truma Utrumas Maaser Labailim Umaiser Rishon Labailov Umaiser Ani Labailov. At that point, a person must give to the rightful recipients all his remaining Truma, Trumas Maaser, Maaser Rishon, and Maaser Ani. Umaiser Sheni Vahabi Kurim Mizbarim B'chol Mokum. However, his remaining Maaser Sheni and Bikurim must be destroyed wherever they are. Meaning, even if the Bikurim were already given to a Kayin, they still must be destroyed. Rabbi Shimon Oimer Habikurim Nitanin Lakayhanim Katruma. Reb Shimon said that Bikurim must be given to a Kayin like Truma and need not be destroyed. Hatavshil Beishamay Oimrim Tzarech Leva'er. If Maaser Sheni or Revai were cooked with other foods, but they are no longer distinctable, they're not recognizable, then Beishamay said that the entire mixture still requires beer. Beis Hillel Aimim Harehu Kimivoyar. Beis Hillel said that the Maaser Sheni and Revai, since they're not recognizable, are considered as if they have been destroyed, since all that remains is their taste. And that's the end of Mishnah Vav. Masechtas Maaser Sheni, Perek Hei, Mishnah Zayin. Mi shahay lo peiris bazman hazeh v'egiya shas habi'or b'shamay oimrim tzarech lechalolon ala kesef. Now that there is no Beis HaMikdash, unfortunately, when the time for Bior arrives, Beishamai said that Maaser Sheni must be redeemed for money before it is destroyed. Ubeis Hillel Aymerim, Echad Shehein Kesev, Ve'echad Shehein Peres. Beis Hillel said that whether it is produce or money, it is destroyed as is. That's the end of Mishnah Zayin. Masechtas Maaser Sheni, Perek He, Mishnah Ches, Amma Rabbi Yehuda, Barishayno, Hayesholchen Eitzel Bal Batim, Sheba Madinais, Maharu, Vaskinu, as Perisechem, Achelotakia, Shasa Bior. Rabbi Yehuda said that when the time for Bior approached, they used to send messengers to the farmers in faraway places, warning them to quickly finish processing their produce in order to separate and distribute their tithes before the time of Bior. Ad sheba Rabbi Akiva v'limeid shekol ha-peiros shelo ba le'oinas ha-maisres piturim min ha-bior. Then what happened was Rabbi Akiva came and taught that any produce which has not yet been processed when the time for Bior arrived is exempt from the mitzvah of Bior. That's the end of Mishnah Ches. Masechtas Maaser Sheni, Perek Hei, Mishnah Tes. Misha haya peiresav rechayke mimenu tzarech likreis lohem shem. If the time for Bior comes and a person has tevel produce in a distant location, he must designate its tithes and distribute them as in the following story. Maaser Berem Gamliel v'hazakenim shayabayin besvina amat Rabbi Gamliel iser sha'ani asad lamed nasan liyoshua umakaymai muskarloi. Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim were traveling by boat, and Rabbi Gamliel said, 1/10 of my produce, which I will later set aside, I hereby give to Reb Yoshua, who was a Levi. And he said, I rent to him the place beneath those tithes so that he can take possession of them, agav karka it's called. Isser acher shani osad lomad nosen lakavya ben Yosef sheyiska bolaniyim umakoymai muskar loy. Another 10th I give to Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva was in charge of the charity fund to distribute to the poor and rent to him its place. Amar Rabbi Yoshua, Isser sha'ani osad lomad nosen le'elozer ben Azariah umakoymai muskar loy. Then Rabbi Yoshua said, 1/10 of what I have received, which I will later set aside as Trumas Meiser, I hereby give to Reb Elias ben Azariah, who is a Kayain, and rent to him its place for Agav Karka Kinyan. V'niskablu zeh mizeh schar. Then they paid one another for the rental and took possessions of their tithes. That's the end of Mishnah Tes. Masechtas Maaser Sheni, Perek Hei, Mishnah Yud. Bamincha beyantiv ho'achrein haya misvadin. After completing the Bior before Pesach, on Mincha time of the last day of Yantiv, one makes a vidui, which is a Bior confession. Keitzad haya havidu ba'arti ha'kodesh min ha'bayis. They would read from the following pasuk, which says, I have rid my house of Kodesh, and that was referring to Maaser Sheni and Revoy. Nesativ la Levi, ze Maaser Levi. The pasuk says, and given to the Levi, which was referring to Maaser Rishon. The gam nesativ, zu truma, utrumas Maaser. The pasuk says, and also given, referring to Truma and Truma Smicer. Lager, Layosam, Valalmana, Ze Meiser Ani, Haleket, Vashikha, Vapeya, Af al pi she'enan ma'akfin es avidei. The pasuk says, give to the convert, the orphan, and the widow, referring to Maiser Ani, Leket, Shikha, and Peya, even though the confession may be made without actually having given them. Min habayis zuchala. The pasuk says, from the home, which is referring to giving chala. That's the end of Mishnah Yud. Mesechtas Maiser Sheni, Perek Hei, Mishnah Yer Aleph. Kikol mitzvoscha asher tzivisani, ha'im hikdim maisa sheni l'rishayin, enu yachol l'svadis. The pasuk says, according to all the mitzvahs that you commanded me, thus, if he separated maisa sheni before maisa rishayin, which is contrary to the mitzvah, he may not recite this vidui. Lo avarti memitzvaisecha. The pasuk says, you declare I did not transgress your mitzvahs. Lo hifrashti memin al she'enay minay. I did not separate one species of as tithes for another. Velo min hatolosh ala mechuber. Velo min amechuber ala tolosh. Nor harvested produce for unharvested produce. Velo min hachodosh ala yoshen. V'lo min hayoshen ala chodosh, nor this year's produce for last year's, or vice versa. V'lo shachachti, lo shachachti melevarechecha, o melahas kishimcha lov. The pasuk says, I did not forget, meaning to bless you for it and recall your name upon it by reciting the bracha for separating tithes. That's the end of Mishnah Yer Aleph. Masechtas Maisa Sheni, Perikei, Mishnah Yudbeis. Lo achalti ba'oini mimenu, ho'im acholu baninas, enu yocholes vadais. The pasuk says, I did not eat from it on the first day of mourning. That's the end of the pasuk. If he did so, he may not recite the vidui. V'lo ba'arti mimenu betamei, ho'im efrishu betoma, enu yocholes vadais. The pasuk says, I did not separate it in Tumah. Now, if he did so, the Mishnah says, he may not recite Vidui. V'lo nosati mimenu l'meis, lo lakachti mimenu oren v'tachrich l'meis, v'lo nosativ l'oinanim acherim. The pasuk says, I did not give it to the dead. So the Mishnah tells us, he means, I did not use it to buy a coffin or burial clothing for the dead, and I did not give it to others to eat in their first day of mourning. Shomati b'kol Hashem Elokai ha'vesiv l'beis ha'bechira. The pasuk says, I heeded the voice of Hashem, my God, which means I brought it to the Beis HaMikdash. Osisi k'kol asher tzivisani somachti v'samachti boy. The pasuk says, I did everything you commanded me, which means I rejoiced and I made others happy by giving it to them with a joyous expression. That is the end of Mishnah Yud Beis. Masechtas Maaser Sheni, Perek Hei, Mishnah Yud Gimel. Hashkifa memayin kodshecha min hashamayim osinu ma shegozarta oleinu af ata asei ma shehiftach tonu. The pasuk says, look down from your holy abode, from the heavens, which the Mishnah tells us means we have done what you commanded us, now do as you, Hashem, have promised. Hashkifa mema'ayin kodshecha min hashamayim uborech es amcha es Yisrael bebanim ubebanais. The pasuk says, and bless your nation, Hashem, bless your nation Yisrael, which the Mishnah tells us means with sons and daughters. V'eis ha'adomo asher nosata lanu betal umatu uba'val ubovlodes behema. The pasuk says, and the land that you Hashem granted us, with, meaning the Mishnah tells us means with tal, which is dew, and rain, and the offspring of livestock. Kasher nishbata levoseinu eret zovas cholavut vash, Kedei shetitein tam bapeirais. The pasuk says, as you Hashem swore to our forefathers a land flowing with milk and honey. And the Mishnah tells us that means, and give good taste to the fruit. And that's the end of Mishnah Yud Gimel. Masechtas Maaser Sheni, Perek Hey, Mishnah Yud Aled. Mikan Amu, Yisrael, Umamzerim, Misvadim. Avalo Gerim, Velo Avadim, Meshuchrarim, She'ein Lohem Chelek Ba'aretz. Since the Pasuk states that the land that you, Hashem, granted us, it means from here we learn that a Yisraelim and Mamzerim can recite the Vidui since they have a portion in Eretz Yisrael, but a Ger, a convert, and a freed slaves who have no portion in Eretz Yisrael do not recite it. Rabbi Meir Oimer, Aflo Kohanim Ulevim, Shelo Notlu Chelek Ba'aretz. Meir said that for this same reason, Kohanim and Levim also do not recite Vidui, since they did not receive farmland. Rabbi Yosi Oimer, Yesh Lohem Ore Migrosh. Rabbi Yosi said that they do recite Vidui, since they have the fields around their cities. That's the end of Mishnah Daled. Masechtas Maaser Sheni, Perek Hey, Mishnah Tesvav. Yochanan Kohen Gadol He'ever Hoidoyos HaMaaser. In the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, Yochanan the Kohen Gadol stopped the recitation of Vidui because Ezra punished the Levim by withholding their Maaser. We could no longer say that we gave to the Levi. Av hu bitel es hama'oirim ve'es hanoikfim. He also stopped the what was called the wakers, the Levim, who shouted the Pasuk in the daily, everyday singing of "Wake up, Hashem! Why do you sleep?" Since they said it in a disrespectful way. He also stopped the Kohanim from cutting the carbon above its eyes so that the blood would drip into its eyes to prevent it from resisting slaughter. Ad va'ad yamav hayapatish make b'Yerushalayim u'b'yamav ein adam tzarech lishol al hademai. Until his times, hammers would strike in Yerushalayim during Chol HaMoed, which he forbade, even when necessary to prevent monetary loss, since the noise was an affront to the Yontif. And in his times, people who brought produce would no longer ask if it was tithed, since he instituted the laws of Demai and required certain tithes to be separated from all questionable produce. And that is the end of Mishnah Tesvav and the end of Masechtas Maaser Sheni. Hadron Aloch, Masechtas Maaser Sheni.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.